Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP, EB's in Indiana at his daughter's volleyball match. She plays for Cornell. Joining us right now is Scott Abraham, ABC7 sports director and anchor. By the way, EB picks the Commanders 27-20.
Okay.
Did get his pick.
That would be an over.
Hey, Scott.
Happy Friday.
Hey, buddy.
Happy Friday to you. Did we figure out his intro song? I know Jason's going to ask you about it.
I completely forgot. I forgot.
I was just telling him I failed my homework assignment, so that I get I get a demerit.
There's no chance it's Walking on the Sun by Smash.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, there's just no chance.
I'm a big classic rock guy, like Springsteen, Journey.
Okay.
So maybe I'll go down those roads.
All right. Well, if you forget next week, we're just going to give you one.
Yeah, we'll just assign one.
Yeah. And that's probably fair. Won't be Springsteen, because Steve Sands has Springsteen, so we'll probably nobody has Journey.
No, we're going to rock out some Journey pick. For
you. Well, yeah. My daughter's name is Journey, and we like the band Journey, so it may make sense, guys.
Okay.
Oh, Stone and Love.
Right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's all right. That's your walk up.
So Scott,
have you guys been up to Solheim Cup yet? I mean, that was my first time at RTJ, guys. I was so impressed.
Oh, the property's unbelievable. But apparently, we're hearing nightmarish stories of fans trying to get there.
Yeah, that's what we got. We had an email this morning from our news desk saying people are calling in saying, I guess they're busing in from that concert venue out there, Jiffy Lube, and the lines are insane.
Yeah, and we're hearing they only have 7 buses running. I mean, I don't know whose responsibility it was. Is it the county, or if it was RTJ, or if the Solheim Cup has like a travel department? But you can't have 7 buses. I mean, this is a huge event for this area. You got to have like 25 buses.
It's the equivalent of a Ryder Cup on the women's side.
Yes,
fantastic. So it's unfortunate. Hopefully they get it figured out.
All right, so Manuel Forbes being out, big deal, little deal?
Well, we're going to really find out if Emmanuel Forbes was a big part of the problem, or that it's much bigger than Emmanuel Forbes, because, you know, the blame game has certainly been on Emmanuel the last couple of years, right? His rookie year and this year, obviously the first game. So we're going to see who steps in terms of a Michael Davis, or I apologize if I butchered the name, Noah Igbinoghe. Right. It's one of those tough names, but it's next man up mentality. He's going to miss some time, and They're going to be tested with Malik Nabers, the rookie from LSU, the Giants wide receiver. So, you know, they're going to test those cornerbacks because what the Buccaneers did, the success they had. So we're going to see if Forbes is part of the problem or maybe the big part of the problem come Sunday.
You actually interviewed Forbes before the game, and he seemed to spout a lot of confidence. Do you feel bad for the kid that he's missing time now?
It's unfortunate. It's part of the game because, you know, it seemed like he was really ready for a bounce back year. He was focused, you know, from the mental health aspect. We had a good conversation. We had a sit down conversation during training camp, and he talked about how, you know, the challenges and the adversity faced his rookie year really kind of took a toll on the mental aspect and how he's worked through that. Talked to a lot of, you know, people close to him to help him get through kind of those tough days. And, you know, even on Wednesday when we talked to him in the locker room, he seemed upbeat and he seemed like he was ready to go. And then yesterday he popped up as limited and we found out he's going to have surgery. So a lot happened from Wednesday to Thursday, which was very interesting.
Talking to Scott Abraham from ABC7. So, a lot was made of Jaden Daniels running so much in week one. You got to hear from Dan Quinn, from Cliff Kingsbury. What should fans expect this week from Jaden?
Yeah, so I don't want Jaden to kind of like overthink this, right? I mean, just be him. 16 carries, yes, that's a lot at the NFL level. If you need a reminder, guys, look what happened last night. It can happen in an instant. And, you know, what's going on with Tua is horrible. It was a horrible scene. And you don't want anything like that to happen to what you hope to be your franchise quarterback. He's got to be smart. He's got to pick his spots. I asked him during the press conference, you know, when you're in the pocket and you decide to tuck it and run, what are you seeing? Like, what are you thinking about when you decide to do that? Obviously, the processing is so quick, guys, in live game action. And he says it's situational. He doesn't, you know, he has that clock in his head, and he's like, it's time to go when he feels like the time's up to go. So I would like to see him maybe stay on his reads a little bit more. I felt like in the Tampa game he had maybe a little happy feet where he may felt some pressure or felt uncomfortable and got off his read quickly and just took off. I would like to maybe see him stay in the pocket a little bit more, work on those reads. And but I don't want him to not be Jaden. Like, Jaden, that's what got him to this point are his legs. So 16 carries, let's maybe try to cut that in half, 8 to 10 carries, and see what happens.
Do you see a concerted effort by Cliff Kingsbury and the offensive staff to really up Eckler's carries? He only had 2 in the opener. I understand you want to use him more in the passing game and in pass pro, but he looked pretty fresh. He looked spry in the opener. I would probably want to get him 5 or 6 carries as opposed to 2. Do you think that happens on Sunday?
I tell you what, when you watch Eckler get the ball in his hands, guys, he looks like he has a booster rocket on him. I mean, it just when he touches the ball, he just boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. He's got some wheels. So I think that's a good thing to have, a good problem to have with Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler, both in the backfield. How are you going to find that balance of, you know, the masher in between the tackles of a Brian Robinson Jr. or maybe a toss player around the edges for an Austin Eckler? I agree. I think Austin Eckler should get his hands on the ball as much as possible. You know what he can do in the passing game. Like to see him run the football a little bit more. But it just shows you what the running game was pretty solid in that first game. Certainly, from a receiving aspect, Brian Robinson Jr. and Austin Eckler were the 2 top so-called receivers in that football game. So you know Cliff Kingsbury is going to utilize both Robinson and Austin Eckler in the run game and certainly in the pass game as well.
Hey, one thing that we were kicking around, did we ever get an answer on why Luke McCaffrey didn't throw that ball across the field? Because it looked like it could have been a big play on the pass option that he had there.
Yeah, I mean, we were in the scrum on Wednesday, and J.P. Finley asked him that question, and he said it was just such a – again, you go back to the processing. It's such a split-second decision. You know, at the time, he saw something, but he decided to tuck it and run after the catch. But looking back on the film, Luke was kind of kicking himself because he saw the wall set up. But again, he's a rookie, and I think part of the mental aspect is you don't want anything to go – crazy in that moment, especially being a rookie. And maybe he just didn't have that trust and confidence in himself to deliver that ball in that moment. It's such a big stage. But again, these are all rookies, Jaden, Luke. These are learning moments. These are growing moments. They are learning what it's like to be in the NFL and the speed of the game. And they'll be better as we go forward.
Scotty, the thing that kind of concerns me, I think Washington wins the game kind of ugly, but the thing that kind of concerns me, and you kind of alluded to it already, is the Giants' defensive line was just really bad last week and didn't get to Sam Darnold and made him look like, freaking Peyton Manning. And Sam Darnold, throughout his career, has been a turnover machine. They couldn't get to him. He's been sacked a lot. They couldn't get to him. I think that they're going to have a better – I think the front seven for New York's going to have a better day. So going to put a little bit more pressure on Daniels when he's dropping back. Maybe that means Daniels scoots out and runs more than I expect. But I think the defensive line and those linebackers for the Giants will play a much better game than they did last week.
Completely agree, because I think this Giants front took a personal of how poor they played in the opener, and they're probably licking their chops a little bit. They get a rookie quarterback and a suspect Commanders offensive line. So you have to expect that these guys on that front for the Giants are going to get after Jaden, going to get after that offensive line. So how are you going to adjust? How are you going to handle that pressure, throw in the quick passing game, get Terry McLaurin involved a little bit more in the slants or the wide receiver screens, especially early on in the game? You can't have Terry catching his first pass midway through the third quarter. But to counter that, I also think the Washington defense is going to be better, because listening to Joe Witt Jr. yesterday, they're taking it personally too. They know they didn't tackle well. They know they got pressure on Baker, but they couldn't get him to the ground. So I'm expecting an ugly, low-scoring game, because I think both defenses – took a personal of how they performed in week one. So I think it's going to be a slop fest, kind of a rock fight on Sunday. And I'm expecting both defenses to play much better.
Sounded like Johnny Newton is trending towards playing. Yep. Were you able to see him on the practice field? How did he jump out at you this week when you saw him?
So yeah, he went through, he went through drills yesterday. He was, in terms of Wednesday, he didn't really go through anything. So they're ramping him up. I asked Dan Quinn on Wednesday during his press conference, what's the deal? What's his status? And, along your lines, he seems like he's trending in the right direction. You may see him on Sunday. I think the expectation among the beat corps is that Johnny Newton will make his NFL debut on Sunday. And that's just going to add to the depth and the rotational pieces on that defensive line, because they looked a little bit gassed there in the fourth quarter against Tampa Bay, the John Allens, the Deron Payne, the Fedarian Mathis. And then you add in a second-round pick, a Johnny Newton, that wreaked havoc in the Big Ten with Illinois. That's just going to add much more value and intensity to that D-line of Washington.
What sort of Giants crowd invasion are you envisioning on Sunday at Northwest Stadium? 20%? 25%? Do you think it'll be less than that? Do you think it'll be mostly Commanders fans in the stands this Sunday?
Still got to get used to that Northwest Stadium, guys.
I know, right?
Doesn't roll off the tongue
yet.
You know how it is with these NFC East teams, the Phillies, the Dallas Cowboys, the Giants. There's going to be some big blue in there. There's no doubt in my mind. I remember last year, I think it was the season opener. I think it might have been Arizona. That was the first time where you kind of felt like it was all burgundy and gold. Arizona was a perfect type of opener because they're so far in the West Coast that they don't travel too well, especially to the East. So I think there's going to be a good contingent of Giants fans, percentage-wise, maybe like a 20, 25% big blue showing. They usually have that one little section on their behind their sideline that is a bunch of blue. So I don't think it's going to be all burgundy and gold, but there's certainly going to be plenty of Giants fans, guys. That's just the way it is, unfortunately.
You're right. And Scotty, if they lose to the Giants, maybe I'm being irrational here because I said it's a must win. I'm not expecting them to go to the playoffs. I just think it's a must win because you got to take advantage of a bad team, turn it around a little bit. But if they lose to the Giants and after the way the Giants played last week, what's the reaction going to be of the fans and the media if they lose to a team that scored 6 points? Only team in the NFL last week that didn't get to double digits. And Daniel Jones was awful.
It's interesting because I was reading some content on the Giants' perspective, like in the New York Post and whatnot. And And they're calling this, in a sense, a must-win game as well. I mean, you look at the urgency from the Giants. You look at the urgency from the Commanders. Whoever loses this game, you probably can kind of strap in and buckle up because it might be a long year. And that, I think that's the case for both. So if Washington does lose this game, I think the reaction is going to be quite poor from the fan base. I know the fan base was very concerned with this opening performance with, you know, all the talk, all the expectation, all the optimism from what the players are saying, the coaches were saying, and even us media members. I mean, we might be guilty in a sense because, you know, what we saw there in training camp did not translate onto that field. So I'm expecting a much better performance from Washington, especially on defense. I think it's going to be a rock fight. I think it's going to be ugly. I think it's going to be NFC East game, you know, 20-17, 24-21, one of those type of games. And you just got to hope that Washington comes out on top and finds a way to get to 1-1 and kind of push their season forward.
Scott, I'm sure they all say the right things, but can they have any confidence in the new kicker?
No, you can't. I mean, you have to prove it. Like, you can't just talk about it. You can't just, you know, oh, yeah, it comes in with these stats. He had this amount of game-winning kicks here, or, you know, he's clutch. You have to go out there and just prove it. I mean, I'm sorry, guys. I think this is going to be an issue. I think this is going to be plaguing this team throughout the season. I said it back in August. They're on kicker number 5. Yes, you have hope that maybe this is going to be the guy, but there's a reason that these guys they're picking up are kind of on the scrap heap, right? There's a reason why they're not on they weren't on an NFL team. So there are some red flags there with each of these kickers they brought in. You just got to hope maybe this kid gets hot, he gets dialed in. It's a big, it's like golf, it's like tennis, it's like anything else. Like, the repetition, the more success you have, the more confidence you have. So getting off to a good start in this first game, hitting a couple of chippies, 35-yarder, 40-yarder, that's going to grow the confidence. That's all. There's a big part of the mental aspect, just like having the yips and putting or serving, you know, in tennis, you're double faulting. It's the same thing with kicking in the NFL. Mental aspect, confidence. Hit a couple, it'll grow, and that's a big part of being a kicker in the NFL.
All right, Scott, good stuff. We'll talk to you next week and just hone in on your journey song.
All right, boys. Have a good one, guys. Thanks again.
Talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.
I was thinking about it. There's one regular guest who we've never – Jason has been big on this for years, right? So Bish wants everybody to have their walk-up.
Sure.
Song. Yeah. I don't think John Keim has one.
I don't think he has one as well. I'm not even sure we asked him about it.
Because that's usually your thing.
Okay, well. If you remind me, I'll ask him next Monday.
Homework assignment.
Maybe we asked him, and he said he would think about it, and we just kind of slept on it.
We've gone for like a year plus without
it. But Scotty Abraham, if he forgets, we're going to play Stone in Love on next Friday.
Good choice. Journey. Like it.
Great intro.
I don't know that one by name.
You would recognize it. But that'll be his walk-up.
And I think Journey, when you immediately think Journey, isn't the first song you think of Don't Stop Believing?
Yeah. Of course.
It's their number one seed.
It's the one seed, and it got second life at the end of the Sopranos finale.
I just think this is a better intro.
It's good, too.
Okay, I do
know
this.
Very good.
Yeah.
We're showing our age now. This song probably came out like 1980.
Oh, you know the guy who you mentioned yesterday, who you went to see at the Italian restaurant? The Sinatra singer?
Yeah.
Scott Clark? Scott Hetz Clark?
Yeah, he sent us a message on Instagram.
Ah. Did he really?
Or Facebook, one
so
of those.
So got back to him, yeah.
Yes.
I'm telling you,
he'd be happy to come on the show whenever.
The kid was fantastic.
He'd serenade us.
I mean, if you didn't know Frank Sinatra was dead, you thought Frank Sinatra was singing in that restaurant.
All right.
Cakes.
Coming up next.
Cakesy.
We've been talking Commanders throughout the show. You can always chime in at 800-636-1067. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft, where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
That. Looks like about 60% of our listeners believe the Commanders win on Sunday. If they do not, do we play Titanic at 0-2?
No.
Not yet?
Way too early.
0-2 lose to the Giants?
Way too early, and we're in a rebuild year.
Jason?
Why would we play Titanic after losing
for this particular year,
two
yes.
games?
I think you do.
Really?
I just looked it up.
I think that's rash and premature, personally.
Well, I'm an overreactor.
Plus, I'm a little rash.
Right.
It's a good bit.
I do love the bit, but I think it's a little early to play Titanic. Now, if they start the season 0-4 or 1-5, 2-6, sure, fire it up. Get that song playing.
If they lose the Giants, they will start 0-4 because they're not going to beat the Bengals and they're not going to beat the Cardinals. I would make that bet right now.
Probably not. If you can't beat the Giants, hard to believe that you can beat either of those other two teams on the road.
And look, the Bengals looked like butt last week.
They looked terrible.
But they'll take advantage.
I now kind of hate the Bengals for eliminating us from Survivor.
I'm wondering.
I hate the pick, too, of course, because it's hindsight's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the pick more now than ever. But I kind of hate the Bengals for knocking us out of our sweat.
Knocked a bunch of people out of it.
Irrational hate for them now.
Time now for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. All right, so top five games is what we go through on Friday. I have a sixth because this really isn't a top five game, but since we were just talking about 0-2 starts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
The Colts and Packers face each other. And both of them started off with the loss. Packers, tough loss in the NFL game in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Which they lost to the Eagles. The Colts lost to Houston in a close game. Malik Willis starts for the Packers. The Packers were a trendy pick before the season to, you know, make a run at the NFC Championship, if not the Super Bowl. We don't know how long Jordan Love's going to be out.
So that's the weird thing is Jordan Love has not gone on the IR. They haven't made that move.
Okay.
He could be back next week.
I'd be surprised, but you're right. He might only miss 3 weeks.
Malik Willis hasn't had a game where he's had 100 passing yards. I think he's had 3 starts. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see. I saw Greg Olsen was comparing Anthony Richardson to Cam Newton. I thought that was probably a pretty good comparison. There's still some out there. Like I saw on Instagram yesterday, it's an anonymous NFL exec says Anthony Richardson can't play quarterback.
Well, he's so extreme. He's either ripping a 60-plus yard pass in the air to Alec Pierce and hits him right on the hands, or a short pass, he's just sailing over the dude's head.
Very inaccurate. Like
he's erratic. He's going to have super high highs. He's got some low lows, but he's a talented player. If he ever really harnesses it and gets it all together, he's going to be a top 2 or 3 quarterback in the league every week.
I'll give you another one that's a battle of 0-1 teams. Mm-hmm. One of them going to go 0-2 is Cleveland and Jacksonville.
Right.
Now, the way Cleveland played last week, I don't think anybody has any real expectations based on how Deshaun played, but there were expectations that they were going to probably vie for a playoff spot, maybe a wild card spot. And it's not over. I mean, they've played one game. Jacksonville, if they start 0-2, the way they blew that lead last week and they lose to Cleveland at home,
and didn't
that could be a tough one.
Miles Garrett has a foot issue.
Yep.
I think he's still going to play, but, I mean, he might be limited. I just think Stefanski's got a huge decision to make as far as if Deshaun Watson has another poor game.
That's true.
And they can't get out of their own way offensively. At some point, he's going to have to consider tossing the keys to Jameis Winston.
Have you followed
if they have playoff
aspirations? Well, then the season's over.
Have you followed the Deshaun Watson burner account story?
I've seen the reports. I haven't really followed the postings.
I don't know if anybody's been able to prove it, but there's one account out there on Twitter or Instagram that seems to defend Deshaun Watson and threw like the offensive line under the bus, the coaching under the bus, the play calling under the bus, and people claim it is Deshaun Watson. I don't know that it's been proven.
I'd love for that to be proven.
Oh, it'd be so great.
That'd be fantastic. I think Jacksonville beats Cleveland. I just think Cleveland falls to 0-2. I don't see Deshaun Watson all of a sudden reclaiming his form when he was a star with the Texans. I just feel like he's broken. And now, in his slight defense, he was missing 2 offensive linemen in the opener against the Cowboys. And Jacksonville's defense is not the Cowboys' defense. So maybe there's room for a bounce back. I just don't see it. I have a hard time thinking that's going to happen.
The supposed burner account is Leroy Bickerstaff.
Okay.
Fans and media believe that Deshaun Watson is Leroy Bickerstaff.
Oh, getting back to his weapons, Njoku's in a boot.
Yep, he's not playing.
Nick Chubb's not coming to the rescue until probably midseason. Jerome Ford stepped in nicely, but I don't believe in the Cleveland Browns right now.
All right, premier 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Premier 1 o'clock game on Sunday would be Tampa heading to Detroit to take on the Lions. Both teams, of course, face each other in the playoffs season.
We need an Amon-Ra touchdown visit to keep our touchdown parlay going this weekend.
I'm guaranteeing it.
You're guaranteeing it?
Yeah, guarantee.
To the point where you would do something wacky if it doesn't happen?
You back me into a corner. Wacky.
I mean, we'll have to think about this.
What you want me to get sunburn?
No.
Because he's the sun god?
No, that's a good bit, though. I think you'll get sunburned anyway.
You want me to go to a tanning booth, sit in a tanning booth for an hour?
It's come to me. You dye your hair blue. Because Amon-Ra St. Brown had blue hair for a while. You should dye your hair blue if Amon-Ra does.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
He's in.
I love it. Fantastic.
Bit season never dies.
We'll dye hair blue if Amon-Ra doesn't score a touchdown.
Really backed me into that corner, didn't you?
Sorry. I saw an opening and I took it.
That's
a good one.
Okay. Now, I'm actually rooting for Amon-Ra to have a touchdown. I don't want you running around with blue hair. It's a terrible look.
Last year, when they played each other in the playoffs, Amon-Ra St. Brown had 8 catches for 77 yards and a touch.
A tutty. He had a major tutty.
He had 14 targets in that game.
By the way, the David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, 1-2 punch, that's your best combo backfield in the NFL.
It's pretty damn good.
It's a lethal combination. It's a good problem for
both
them
of them
have.
Scored this past week.
Couple battles of 1-0 teams. Saints head to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. We need a Zeke touchdown.
We do need
in
a
that
Zeke
game.
Touchdown, yes.
And Jason, your 49ers head to Minnesota to take on Sam Darnold and the Vikings.
Speaking of the Cowboys Saints.
And the question is Christian McCaffrey going to play? He says he intends to play, but who knows? If he does play, he certainly won't go on 100% of those the reps. He's going to be 50%. And then Jordan Mason will step in the way he played. So it'll be kind of a dual threat at running back if McCaffrey plays. But I wouldn't be surprised if they hold him back one more week.
I think Cowboys-Saints is going to be closer than the six-point spread. I like what the Saints did on offense during the offseason. They bring in Clint Kubiak.
Do you trust Derek Carr?
That offense showed some signs of life. I mean, it's hard to judge it from one week because the opponent was so bad in Carolina. But he's got decent weapons there if Kamara can stay healthy. Chris Olave, I know, didn't do much in the opener because the game script you didn't have to rely on him. He's a weapon. And Rashid Shaheed can get downfield and get behind a defense. Like, they have some pieces there. Hmm. And the defense is obviously decent. They're pretty good.
I'm almost regretting that I didn't go with the CD Lamb touchdown this week because he didn't find the end zone last week.
He did not. But he was heavily involved in
Might
the game plan.
Due.
But that game lended to, well, we're beating the Cleveland Browns' asses. We don't we don't need to throw the ball 100 times to CD Lamb.
Again, if you want to ride with our touchdown parlay, go to our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. It's up there. We went with a 6-leg parlay this week. Bengals are at the Chiefs, 425. Here's your percentage, at least before last season, of teams making the playoffs when they start off 0-2. Do you know what it is, Cakes?
15%.
9%.
Ooh, less than
Hold on. Is this based
it's
off
of... It's before last year, so I didn't track last year's 0-2 teams.
But are you basing that off a 16-game schedule and not a 17?
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly a 16-game schedule.
Right, because 17's going to be a little higher. I mean, it's...
Chiefs,
it's,
of
it's
course,
very difficult
start
to come back
win.
From 0-2.
The Bengals have dug themselves in holes before. It's kind of what they do. We should have counted that before our... pick in week one for the survivor pool.
I don't know if Cincy cornerback Cam Taylor Britt should be poking the bear. Did you see his comments about Xavier Worthy?
Yeah, he said that he's only fast.
Said he's a one-trick pony.
He's just fast.
He can only run fast in a straight line. I just feel like Xavier Worthy's gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna show you what I can do. And like, I feel like he's primed for a big game against that secondary. Because that dude, I mean, he is lightning quick.
Chiefs laying about,
let him get a step.
Chiefs laying about 5.5 in that game.
Yep.
Just to fill you in on the primetime games this weekend. I didn't put them in my top five games. Bears against the Texans. They are both 1-0, but the Bears offense looked very bad. But it is Caleb Williams against CJ Stroud. So you get that on Sunday night, and then Monday night, Cakes is going to be rooting for his boy Kirky against the Eagles.
I think that's going to be a high scoring game.
Some of the clips that I've seen of him, he almost looks like he's hobbling around.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look great as far as his mobility. The fact that he's not taking snaps from under center, that obviously limits your ability for play action, which is a big component of his game.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Eagles, their secondary got taken advantage of by the Packers. So maybe this is a spot for a bounce back for Kirk, Drake London, Pitts. You know he's going to throw the ball to Bijan Robinson. He was heavily involved in week one. But you need to see something from Kirk in week two, or else the rumblings for Michael Penix are going to keep growing and growing.
Hey, Matt Myers, are you there, Matt Myers?
He is behind you.
My two-team teaser of the week, you want to book it for $10? Here it is.
First.
I know, I'm going to say it. Houston just to beat the Bears at home. minus a half, and the Ravens minus three at home against the Raiders. Ravens are going to destroy the Ravens.
You know, it's a lose-lose situation for the Ravens because, like, if you win, you got to win with style points.
Right. By the way, did you take
and if you lose, everyone thinks you stink.
Yeah, but they got extra rest.
I know. I actually think they should.
Home opener.
I actually think they should start Huntley.
So, I was going to ask you if you took up sales honcho Sam Weiner's offer for you to go to the Ravens game, but you're going to be busy watching the Orioles.
I am. I asked him. I put it back on him. I said, give me two tickets.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Because I know that he won't give me two.
Unreasonable ask. I like it. I like that.
Plus, he'll be watching the Solheim Cup.
Yes, he'll be busy watching that, too. It's a very busy weekend.
Hey, is your old car or truck more rust than ride? Give it a new mission and donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation to provide critical assistance for veterans and their families. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO, 877-718-HERO, or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.
You know what? I was roundly mocked last week when I pitched the Saints for Survivor Pool, and we got into a fatal case of groupthink and took the Bengals instead.
Mm-hmm. We botched it.
I feel similar mocking is happening for me saying Jaden Daniels is going to pass for 255 yards this weekend. I got a bad giant secondary.
All right, are you puffing your chest?
I'm puffing my chest out a little bit. Yes.
So you think he'll pass for 250 plus?
He's pre-bragging.
Yeah, I am pre-bragging.
All right, I'll give you 3-1 because that's what the odds are.
Okay.
That he's under 250. How much you want to put up?
$5.
All right, put it in the book.
I'll do a $5 bet.
Five to the 15. There you go.
Sassy on a Friday. Why wouldn't I do that?
There you go.
Just have so much action in this dilapidated old book. Which I love. Don't get me wrong. This book has character.
Where did the ledger go?
I have it in my backpack.
JP has it.
Backpack.
Do you want it? It's a nice ledger. I was actually going to, had you not been so adamant to throw a gift up in the air, I know you were doing a bit, and just throw it out, I was actually going to legibly transfer everything over to the new one.
Who wants legible? This is, JP, this is a piece of show history. This is like... It's like the Ark of the Covenant in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
But you know, we throw out in the past, we've always thrown out the old bets.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not like it has the 2017 bets.
Hmm. It's all good. I'm sticking with the system.
Okay.
All right. $5 to my 15.
Yes.
250 Jayden. Plus.
I hope he ends with 249.
If he, you know what? If he ends with 249,
you're counting
it. No.
Rounding up.
It's a monetary loss. It's a brag win. It's a confidence win.
You've become, EB is by far the leader of the clubhouse.
Yes.
With the back padding machine.
Yeah.
But you're becoming a strong contender. Like, you're a clear number two.
Everybody just wants, it comes down to everybody just wants to be correct. Everybody wants to be right. They want their priors to be confirmed.
That is true.
That's all. I think the Giants' secondary is horrible. Now, I know that the Commanders is horrible, too. It may be worse. But the Giants' secondary stinks, too. And I just think that Jaden's going to take advantage of it.
Hey, do you count it as a win if he throws for 240?
Oh, yeah. anything north of 225 passing yards, I consider that like a life win. I just do. A life win for Jaden Daniels.
That's a big gap.
How many yards did he have passing before the last meaningless drive?
I don't know.
Is there probably a way to look at it? I'm going to guess 135. I'm ballparking, but didn't he finish with 188? Is that what he finished with?
I'll double check his stats. It was like, I thought it was 175-ish, 180, but I'll give you the exact number in a second.
Oh, okay. All right, so he probably got 40 or 50 on the last drive?
He finished
184.
With 184. I'm trying to look at the play-by-play. I mean,
you understand, ballpark. The 184 up to 255, that's one long bomb to somebody, and he's right there. That's one long. Terry McLaurin beats
last drive.
Deontay Banks down the sideline.
Last drive, he threw to McLaurin for 11 yards. He threw to Zach for 15. That's 26. He threw to Eckler for 7.
33.
Then Eckler rushed. Daniels scrambles. Daniels passed to Ertz for 12.
Silly. 41. Yards.
Pass short to McCaffrey for 10.
51.
And then the touchdown.
Anything? So roughly 50 of those yards on that last drive where Campo was just like,
what is he supposed to just stop playing? That's,
no. I pretty much nailed it.
No, but I'm saying the context of the game may be different.
Valdez, listen to me. Anything?
Yeah, because there's no way the Giants are going to be up three scores or four scores where he can just dink and dunk.
Any passing number for Jaden that starts with a one is a life L. Unless, there is a caveat, unless his rushing yard total
starts
with a one and has three digits on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll be huge.
I have a lot of different parameters that I'm attacking this weekend with.
Your brain is something special.
What if they win big?
I don't know what to tell you.
What if they win big
yeah.
with the running game? And I know this is going to be laughable, and their defense.
Now, I did say pick up the Commanders'
defense. You know
what?
The NFL is unpredictable.
I did say that.
Something could happen like that.
I mean,
yeah, I think that's...
If Jones continues to play like he has, mm-hmm. and he throws a couple of interceptions, he fumbles the ball, which early in his career, he was known for fumbling more than the interceptions.
I hope he does that three times this weekend. Hey,
what are the odds for a defensive score for the Commanders?
I'd have to look. I don't know that off the top of my head.
I'd have to go look at that, my friend.
But man, Cakes is saying don't play Titanic. If they lose, which, by the way, we'll have the picks up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow there. Valdez and Drab are picking the Giants. Everybody else went Commanders. This is like last week, except last week everybody picked Commanders except for me and Jason.
Yeah.
Now, the two guys who are not picking the Commanders are Valdez and Drab.
I'm very
So they're looking for that back-patting machine on Monday.
Very pro-Commanders this weekend. I hope
it's going to be a rough week if they lose. I mean, from the fan standpoint.
It's not going to be fun.
From the fan standpoint.
What would be worthy of Titanic for you? So loss, not really ready to go to, I guess probably if Jaden got hurt.
Oh, like
that would be Titanic, right? What if Jaden got hurt?
Yeah, of course
like
he would.
Season ending injury?
Season ending or even let's just say 6 to 8 weeks like he has.
Oh yeah, then I'll play the music because I mean, then you're relying on Mariota, like you're relying on like Jeff Driscoll or Marcus Mariota. Yeah.
Mariota didn't even dress last week, right?
Yeah, then it's sayonara.
It was just Driscoll.
That if Jaden like God forbid, high ankle sprain or snaps his, ACL.
Or Achilles.
Then, I'll play the Titanic music on Monday. Or there is if the Giants come out and beat the Commanders like 31-3, mm-hmm. if it's just a bloodbath, could play it.
Oh, there's no chance.
I don't think that's going to happen. But I'm just saying if they come into Northwest Stadium and demolish the Commanders, which I don't think is
they're
going
not
to
capable
happen.
Of doing that.
I don't think they are.
The Giants are not capable of demolishing.
But I
someone.
Do have memories of Mike Evans streaking down the sideline last week.
Much better team.
Chris Godwin just carving people up in the slot.
Better weapons, better quarterback.
Sure,
better running backs.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
But it if they lose in a bloodbath, 27-6.
So here's what I need.
It's going to be a bad week.
I need Jaden to go over 250. Ish.
Yes, you do.
I need the defense to just play lights out. What else do I need? Oh, I need Terry McLaurin to have over 5.5 catches.
I got heavily invested in this game.
I'm riding on the comms this weekend. There's a lot going on.
And then outside of the comms, you need Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Are you okay?
Amon-Ra.
Right over there.
I did not sleep well last
night. Just go ARSB if you need to.
Amon-Ra
I didn't know Tua was hosting the show.
It caught up to me.
Yeah, sure.
The lack of sleep. James Conner.
Yep.
J.K. Dobbins. Mm-hmm. Zeke. Who am I missing?
Diggs. And Jonathan Taylor.
There you go.
That's our six-leg parlay. Need it to hit.
Hit that. $10 bet pays off $1,025.54.
Love it.
All right, everybody out there, have a great weekend. For Bish Bucks Cakes, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.